Okay, so it's going to be a fairly gentle morning, if that's alright with you. And we'll just finish off Twin Paradox, looking at special relativity. And then a survey, and then a little bit about practical application of the GPS, how the GPS actually uses the time dilation formula in special relativity. And then after that, we've shown the roller coaster video at 99 cents speed of light through Einstein's eyes, and that should take us through to the end of the day. So what I'll do now is the twin paradox. A lot of you already know it, but I'll go through it again. And the twin paradox, so you met, were introduced on yesterday, Durali and Brenda, Roberta's friends, and they also happen to figure in the twin paradox as well, strangely enough. So we have Earth.
Is that a realistic representation?
Absolutely.
Is that the scale?
Yeah.
Up the scale.
What's the scale?
Up the scale.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's one scale we can do with the Earth.
Okay, so we have Earth. We have a distant star, whatever that star might be. And we have Ali and Brenda, two twins. I'm not sure if Roberta mentioned that they were twins, but they in fact are twins. And sometime in the future, we happen to actually get interstellar spaceships. So spaceships that can travel at near light speeds and so forth, they can go to distant stars, travel very, very fast. And so, of course, we need a test pilot for these spaceships. And so Ali and Brenda, they both apply for the program. And Brenda, from her previous experience with a small trip and a big trip, actually was chosen to be the pilot to go on the first mission. And so if we kind of look at what Brenda did, she went out all the way to the star, and turns out the speed that she traveled at, strangely enough, was 350C.
Wow.
Who would have thought? So that's the speed she traveled at. And she traveled at, obviously she had to accelerate here, but she traveled at a constant velocity all the way to the star, going in a straight line. And then, obviously you don't want to get too close to the star. She obviously takes some photos, video footage, takes some readings and so forth. And then she reasonably quickly, from her perspective at least, turned around. So she decelerated, put the brakes on, didn't want to, she doesn't want to go into the star and burn up. And then re-accelerated, sped back up, and then parked. And then once she had got up to 350C, the same speed all the way back. So from her reference frame, almost all the time, 350C. So that's Brenda. And it was a fantastic voyage, and she got readings about different stars that no one else had got before, really detailed, close information, the solar flares, everything like that. And she came back, and there were sort of millions of people waiting for her on Earth, and it was fantastic. And Ali was there amongst the crowd, and some interesting thing happened with their ages. So if we look at things from Ali's point of view, Ali's reference frame, then you know about time dilation. So that if someone or something is moving fast relative to you at a constant velocity, then you see their time is slowed down. You see their time is dilated or stretched out, if you like. And so from Ali's reference frame, then what is happening to Brenda is all along here, her time is slowed down. And so this is not just that he sees her time as being slowed down. It's not as if it's a fictional thing. The time really doesn't slow down, but it just sees it too. So I think a lot of students think that it really is time slowed down. It's not just the clocks, that the second hand sticking away slowed down. It's really everything about Brenda in her reference frame that marks time. If she had a tree that was growing on her spaceship, it would grow more slowly from our perspective. And her heartbeat, that's a marker of age, and also how fast she ages, how fast she Fingernails grow, hairs grow, how fast, even on longer time, she gets gray hair, she gets wrinkles and so forth. All of those processes are slow. Yes?
How come these markers, for these markers, it depends on which reference frame you're in, whereas the other relativistic effects don't? Like, how come?
Well, all the other relativistic, how come the difference?
Yeah, how come,
right.
From Brenda's frame, it's not everyone on Earth that's slowing down?
Well, it is. It is on her journey out. She does see that.
Because she comes back into Earth.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But all, I mean, a lot of things are relative, so length contraction, that's relative. That's not everyone sees that. It depends on, if you're in the same reference frame as a rod, you don't see length contraction, and simultaneity is a relative thing. You've got to be in the right reference frame to see that. So a lot of things in spatial relativity are, but of course, some people take that to the extreme and think, well, spatial relativity means that everything is relative, and that's not the case. That'd be some nonsensical, non-science thing. And so there are absolute things, and so there's an absolute answer here. And also the space-time interval, the S we talked about, that's an absolute thing, and every observer actually agrees on that. There are a number of other things that every observer does actually agree on that are independent of the reference frame. And they're called invariants, and they're very important. And it's kind of interesting. Einstein actually, when the special relativity discovered it, he actually wanted to call it the theory of invariance, really to emphasize things like this, because this is invariant. Ali and Brenda, take two events, A and B. Ali, Brenda, every other observer measures exactly the same for S. They'll measure different values for delta T and delta X, but they kind of compensate each other, if you like, so that the difference between them in a reference frame is the same. But it was someone, I forget who it was, might have been Minkowski, actually said, well, no, you know, theory of relativity, you know, kind of got a better ring to it. So it turned out to be called the theory of relativity, of special relativity. Okay, getting back to Ali and Brenda. So if that's the case, so we've got this younger Brenda here, and this is just a fairly small time. We can make the acceleration as quick as we like. I mean, we make this journey years and years and years. And so let me see, we could make it from Brenda's point of view. She can travel for 10 years to get to the start. So in the acceleration, we could make it just a couple of seconds. So surely that's not going to make much of a difference here. So we just have 10 years and then a couple of seconds there. And then on the way back, we have exactly the same thing. Because it's only, yes, Sean.
Do you mean 10 years, the star's 10 light years away, or it takes her 10 years to get
there? It takes, her 10 years, sorry, yeah, that's true, yeah. So that would make the star six light years away, so, yep, good point, six light years away. So, and the thing is, it's just the speed that comes into the time dilation formula, because it comes in because it really depends on the gamma, and gamma is that's just the speed. So it doesn't matter whether that's plus or minus, or the speed's actually technically just going to be a magnitude. Oops. So the time dilation, even though she's coming back, she's coming in the same direction, will be exactly the same. So we have Brenda aging more slowly out here, aging more slowly on the way back from Ali's reference frame, and then when she returns, he'll perceive that even though Ali, okay, so that'll be. Let's see, what's the way to do it? So, in 20 years, but if it's 20 years, we are you have to multiply that by 5 over 4 to get what it is in Ali's frame. So Ali basically will see, Brenda comes back, this is a fantastic celebration, parade, there are millions of people there, and Ali says, okay, your clock has been running slowly. So 25 years is age on Earth, so Ali's 25 years older. But Brenda, she's aged more slowly, and since she can think of her as a clock marking out age. And only 20 years is aged for her. So she'll come back and it'll be, from Ali's reference frame, a 5-year age difference, and Brenda will actually be younger. So it's very, very strange, even though they were born exactly the same day, Jeffrey.
I think I'm rephrasing the same question that was posed earlier. If we decided to take the whole Earth to Brenda, and they were all observers with her, and we reversed this whole thing, and Brenda is now looking back at Ali,
right.
Ali would be aging slower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, right? I'm going to get to that. So,
I mean, I know it's a paradox.
Yeah. Oh, there is a
reason. There is a reason.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. So you were thinking, looking at things from Brenda's reference frame?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do that. So, going to Ali's reference frame, absolutely, even though we're tied to the Earth, we always think of the reference frame of the Earth and the Earth being at rest in an absolute sense. Well, I mean, we don't, we know it's rotating around the Sun, but it's very tempting to think that. Einstein said, hey, he had this democracy. The laws of physics are the same in all the inertial reference frames. So there's no preferred inertial reference frame. And special relativity, when you're driving on your car at 60 kilometers per hour on a straight, flat country road, special relativity says it's equally as valid to say that you're stationary in your car and all of the scenery, or the mountains, or the trees, or the buildings are actually moving, rushing past you at 60 kilometers per hour. That's an equally valid statement because there's no one special inertial reference frame. So let's switch to Brenda's frame. So for Brenda's frame, from anyone's frame, you perceive yourself as not as being at rest. Brenda's just saying, all she does is she just stays there, and it's kind of weird, but from Brenda's frame, this massive star that was, let me see, how was 6 light years away, just rushes towards her for no reason, and also the Earth rushes away from her. So it's kind of a strange thing, but that's what happens in Brenda's frame. And so from Brenda's frame, we don't get the same thing. So Ali is moving away at 3/5 the speed of light, and then coming back at 3/5 the speed of light, because the Earth, for some strange reason, turns around and then starts coming back, decelerates, comes back. So what happens is, as Jeffrey was saying, it's Ali that's moving. It's Ali for most of the journey. Basically, journey seems to be a mirror of Brenda's. He's traveling away from her for 10 years at 3/5 of the speed of light. Slows down, accelerates back up, and then traveling at 3/5 of the speed of light towards Brenda. So exactly the same. And so can't we just use the same time dilation argument before? In Brenda's reference frame, Ali is moving fast relative to her. So he's the one that experiences time dilation. He's the one that his clock runs more slowly. He's the one whose heart beats more slowly, his fingernails growing more slowly, everything about him. And so when Brenda returns, can't we just flip the same things around? B for Brenda, A for Ali. So that 25 years of age passed Brenda, but only 20 years of age passed for Ali. So in this case, we have these two perspectives. And there's a clear contradiction. Brenda seems to say, okay, I'm younger than Ali. And Ali seems to say, well, from Ali's perspective, it's Brenda that's younger, and from Brenda's perspective, it seems that Ali's younger. But the thing is, that doesn't make any sense. They're going to come back and they're going to look at each other and stand there and that they can actually figure out how old. And you could even make this more extreme, that it could be 2 years of age. Basically, it could be anything. It could be 2 years of age for Brenda and 70 years of age for Ali, or the other way around. And so what you can do is they'll look at each other and people can look, and there's an objective fact of the matter. I mean, either it's going to be Brenda in the extreme example that would look actually visibly really would look and be older, and it's easy to see, or outlet, so you can just look, and there's not going to be some, one's going to be right. So it's, so what's the resolution? So are the reference frames completely symmetric? And so the answer is no. A lot of you will know this already, but kind of the trick is, so what you've got to be careful is that, remember, special relativity only really applies in inertial reference frames. And these time dilation formula, you can only use it in one single inertial reference frame. So then you have to ask the question, is Alan always in an inertial, one single inertial reference frame for the entire journey? And is Brenda always in one single inertial reference frame for the entire journey? So they're the key questions. And once you find the answer to those things, get going. And so Ali just stays on Earth. We can consider the surface of the Earth, at least for the current purposes, to be an inertial reference frame. And so he just stays there. He doesn't accelerate or decelerate. So he is in one single inertial reference frame for the whole time. So it's great. We can actually use these formulas we've been looking at. So Brenda, so she is here. This is definitely an inertial reference frame here. But the key point is the acceleration. So she has to slow down. And when she does, she'll feel an acceleration. She'll actually feel herself lurching forward when you do, when you come to a sudden stop in your car at traffic lights. And then as she re-accelerates, she'll actually feel a kind of push back on the seat. She'll feel this force. And so what she does is that, I mean, is an indication she really does objectively decelerate then accelerate. And so she's not staying in one single inertial reference frame. She's in a non-inertial reference frame because she's accelerating. Yes, Andrew.
Is Brenda not seeing the very same thing from her reference frame about Allie, about the, if you're in Brenda's reference mm-hmm. frame looking back at the Earth, don't you see the Earth accelerate and turn around and come back towards you?
You do, but what they experience, but there's a difference because Ali doesn't experience the same forces that Brenda does. I mean, he's just staying here on Earth. So we're just here on Earth. We don't.
A lack of symmetry.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Brenda's going to feel it Ali's own.
Right.
Yeah. Brenda needs a seatbelt. Ali doesn't.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So then the conclusion really is that the aging problem is in the acceleration and deceleration.
Yeah. And that's actually interesting. And we'll see in a space-time diagram. It's actually interesting. But Brenda sees Ali age most of the years. Most of the extra time actually comes in the acceleration. When she slows down and accelerates, she sees him aging extremely rapidly. And so that's, yeah, absolutely. And so they're not symmetric. So, yes, Kip.
If there's no stars involved, wouldn't there be no force at the end of the journey?
Oh, no, there would be, because it's not the gravitational force of the star that's doing it. Basically, it's Brenda's whatever mechanism she has. I mean, it's her brakes. So we could get rid of the star. And then Brenda basically just slams on the brakes in her spaceship, and that is what causes the deceleration. And then she reaccelerates by whatever hydrogen propulsion or whatever mechanism she has. And that is what causes the reacceleration there. So we could do it without the star. Yes?
So if they were tracked their age, it's just before she ran against the star. Just before, right, yeah. What would it be then?
Right, well, that's interesting. So in that case, it's hard. You can't get a direct comparison because they're in two different places. But so what you have to do, so there's no absolute answer there. It's relative. It depends on the reference frame. So if you ask Ali, he would say, Brenda's younger and I'm older. And he would say, I'm aged 12 and a half years. Right. Brenda is age 10. Brenda would say the opposite. She's age 12 and a half.
Let's say if you would record the heartbeats.
Right.
Each one.
Right. Yeah.
Then you check them and say, okay. Then the Brenda would be older. They would both be the same age.
No. They would not. They would actually disagree.
Yeah, but the Brenda would say the same thing from Ali as Ali said.
Absolutely. Yes. There's that symmetry. Absolutely. Yeah. We have got the acceleration. So yeah. Absolutely. Jeffrey, yep.
We're going around the galactic central point, so we do have some acceleration. Mm-hmm. What if we send Brenda off such that her curvature, so that there's centripetal acceleration still, but
right.
the acceleration exactly matched our acceleration around galactic central point? She went 3/5 c.
So I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, we're not a true inertial reference frame.
Right, so, I mean, if you look at it on a large enough scale, that's true.
So what would happen then?
So what are you saying? I'm not sure what you're saying.
Well, if we're going around galactic center point, we have this very small, but measurable acceleration. And if we didn't exceed that with Brenda's path, so if she went around in a circle at 3/5 c in such a radius that it was the same curvature, so that her acceleration is no greater.
So she so I probably have to think about that. I'm not quite sure. So she still accelerates relative to Earth. It'll be the same thing.
She has to get up to 3/5 c in terms of speed. She has to also go from 0 to 3/5 speed. Right. It's not just it's not just the turnaround at the other side.
So you're saying. She still accelerates.
It's like two you're going around the legs.
So Brent, right? She'll be. What do you mean? So which of the two circles? I mean, I think it would depend on the details, but I have to think about that one. Okay, I might continue on now. So, good questions. So this is what happens. So it is Brenda that's actually younger, because Ali cannot, well, it's Brenda the younger, because Brenda cannot just naively apply the time dilation formula, because what she's doing is she's actually switching from one inertial reference frame to another. She actually changes between a large number of inertial reference frames. So she can't apply it. So that's actually a solution. And so you can actually see it very, very clearly in space-time diagrams. So what we have is a space-time diagram. So we looked about this interval, the space-time interval, the distance between two points, S. And if you look at that from someone traveling between two points, that they don't move relative to themselves. So the space-time interval from them from point A to point B. And if we actually look at, okay, on a space-time diagram, say from Ali's reference frame, how the journey looks, then it might be something like this here. So this is where this is just the point, the event. So this is Ali's reference frame, Earth's reference frame. So there's space there, and there's CT up there. So this point where they start off is there. So Brenda moves away at 3/5 c, so this is a line that's slope of 5/3. She goes out, and then we actually make the turnaround. It's a bit unrealistic. We should have that a little bit curved there, but that's fine for now. And then she changes direction, so then she gets back closer to Earth. So we have to have this line going back to slope -5/3 here. She comes back. And so that's actually the world line of Brenda, this here, and Ali's world line is this. And if we actually find out and actually measure along all the S value from here to here, the space-time interval, that actually will be a measure, because from Ali's perspective, he's not moving, he's just staying still. So there's no change in distance from his point of view. So the space-time interval that he measures will just be a measure of the time that he perceives as elapsing, essentially. It's just the time. And so here, so really, we get this time here, t, for how far he elapses, how much time and how much he ages. And that's equal to, essentially, s is equal to ct there, because we have no x, so that just disappears, and it's just s equals ct. And so the space-time interval is ct. And then, well, we'll probably just divide that by c to get rid of that, so we get that for the time. But the space-time interval is proportional. So the bigger the space-time interval, the larger the time. And so if we figure out the space-time interval from here to here, and then from there to there, for Brenda, then what we do is we actually, that will be a measure of how much time she sees as being aged, because it's from her reference frame. So she's not moving relative to herself. So the only way we get a space-time interval or a distance in space to time is as because she perceives herself as passing through time. So if we actually calculate this kind of length of this path here in space and time, space-time, that will give us a measure of really the proper time, which is just how much Brenda ages from her reference frame. And the strange thing is that, well, you know, this is longer, it looks longer, what is longer in this naive representation than this. So you might think, well, Brenda will age more time, she'll be older. But the point is you can't just get a ruler out and actually measure lengths on a space-time diagram to find out the interval. It's strange, it's got this, you can't do that. You have to be very careful for that, we saw before. And so the space-time interval from here to here, well, we know it's given by, it will be given by, we've got the time of t divided by 2, so we're up here. And so we've got ct divided by 2 all squared, that's where that comes from, this contribution here. We've got the minus sign here, and we've got this distance d that she travels away from the star. In this case, it would be 6 light years. So this is actually what we have for distance. But we actually take out a common factor of ct there, then we get this. And so the space-time interval along this path here, which from Brenda's point of view, it's just c multiplied by the time that elapses for her as she's making the journey, is ct, and we have the square root of 1 minus something. And that, and we know that something is positive because, well, it's whatever number, it's a real number here and we square it. So what we have is, obviously, this term inside the square is going to be less than 1. And so this time here, what if we have to multiply ct by something less than 1? And so what that means is, obviously, this s dash value here is going to be less than ct. And so what that is telling us is that, in some sense, this sort of distance along this line here, that the world line for Brenda that she marks out, and that actually measures her time, because in her reference frame, the only reason, the only way that she actually gets builds up a space-time interval is by kind of advancing and aging in time. And so, because of this factor here is less than 1, then that shows you that Brenda actually ages less in time, and she's actually younger from when the twins actually return. Because really, so in some sense, this line is shorter in space and time than the vertical line going up. And the length of the line is a measure of how much each person ages. And so a shorter line, so it's weird that we gain, we're just using, we've got the minus sign here, which contains all the special weirdness of special relativity. So Brenda, one reason why Brenda's younger. So we can really see it clearly in a space-time point of view. So so we have here. Okay, so that's probably, so she's going at basically the speed of light.
More than that.
Okay, that's a bit unrealistic. Okay, so, well, yeah, 3/5, yeah. So it's exactly 5/3. Exactly 5/3 there. Minus 5/3. Okay, so that's it. So what we've got to do is, so if I get a different color of chalk, maybe, one purple. Okay, so let's look at the axes. So you all had a lot of fun yesterday and Thursday with drawing axes for dashed axes for C, T dash, and X dash. So if we draw them, we know it corresponds to the world line of Brenda. And here, exactly 5/3. Great. Oh, thank you. So if we want to find out, so this is the turnaround point for Brenda. So what we want to do is we want to find out from her reference frame what point occurs at exactly the same time does she see Ali and it happening with Ali. We know that just as in Brenda's reference frame, sorry, in Ali's reference frame, all the points on this horizontal dotted line and any horizontal dotted line are simultaneous. They happen at the same time, whatever this is, one unit of time, whatever. But things are a little bit weird in special relativity. So all of these points on this dotted line have this exactly the same value for t dash, because all the points on the x-axis, what defines the x-axis is just, or the x-dash axis is just the equation ct dash equals zero. So every single point here on this x-axis, even x-dash axis, even though it's tilted, you may think, well, it's tilted, so they have different times. But from Brenda's perspective, they have exactly the same time, which is t dash, ct dash equals zero. So they all occur at the same time. But if these events all occur at the same time, to find out all the other events that occur at the same time, we just draw a line parallel to that. So this purple dotted line, in Brenda's reference frame, all of the points along that line, all of the events occur at the same time. So if we get a line parallel to this, but up here, we get a line here. So from Brenda's reference frame, when she's at the turnaround, Ali's here, so that's how old Ali is. How much she is. So this event happens at the same time as the turnaround from Brenda's point of view. And so how much Ali is aged there is how much she perceives, how old she perceives him to be. And now this is a relatively short distance, and we have this longer distance here. So crudely speaking, even though they might have different scales here, this is why at the turnaround, before she's decelerated, this kind of longer distance here, shorter distance here, so less time, is why Brenda thinks, before she turns around, she can use a time dilation formula. She thinks, okay, Ali's younger than me. Ali's younger than me. But the strange thing is, to actually turn around, what happens on the journey back, then she's actually changed direction. And so if we actually draw her axes, so remember this line here, this defines, we'll call it a CT double dash axis. This defines her, the word line defines her time axis. And she's going the opposite direction. So basically what we've done is we've just flipped around positive and negative x directions. And so what we do, we need to flip around her x dash axis around the vertical line, vertical direction. So we have this here. And so all we're doing is we're just essentially changing sort of plus x into minus x. We're just changing because it's going the other direction. So what she sees as positive x direction is just flipped around. So that's why we just rotated around like that, reflected around. So this is her axes on the way back. And the interesting thing is, so just before she turns around, here is where she sees Ali as being in age. And just after she turns around, she's here. And if we do the same thing by plotting a horizontal line, a line here that's in line, that's just, so all these points along this line happen at exactly the same time in her reference frame. We're just doing the same thing here. And so just after she turns around, we follow a line here, and we get this point here. So even though she could take 1 second to turn around, just before she does, Ali's this old. Just after she does, Ali's this old here. So what we find is there's this, could be a huge gap here of years and years and years. And so what Brenda sees, of how come Ali ages? So what Brenda sees is, even though she could slam on the brakes and speed up, we could make it a second, she just sees Ali's life as if it's in this incredible fast forward motion movie. And Ali just ages and ages and ages and ages rapidly. And that is where time is. And one way of thinking about it is she undergoes this rapid change, and she actually has to, well, she has to slow down, so she actually has to change in between all these different inertial reference frames. And so as she does, Her sense of time and events happening at the same time changes from here, kind of swings up to here, so she changes through all of these kind of lines like that. And so what's happening, essentially she's basically changing or jumping from one inertial reference frame to another one and to another one, and that's why she actually changes in age.
Ali
goes.
Yeah, so as the extension is, because when we first did the ones where it was just one direction, you could do CT and CT prime, let's say if you do just going in one direction, Brenda's graph is going to look like Ali's graph if you just switch them back and forth.
Yep.
So how does that affect that if, because you know that Brenda's acceleration, you can't really...
You can't just interchange the two perspectives.
You can't interchange.
Absolutely, yes.
So what's the...
What do things look like if we... What would things look like if we had Brenda's reference?
That's correct. Now, because the fact that that Brenda was the one that's accelerating, that you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because that diagram only works for the inertia.
Absolutely, you've got it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's right. So you can't.
You can't do a CT X graph for a non-inertial.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do a series of them, but
that's why you can't do the offset.
Absolutely. Yep. You've got it. Okay. So, in a sense, so really, that's what happens physically from the point of view that it's kind of fascinating. I find that. So you could make Brenda travel for 100 years, and you could make the turnaround 1 second, and she traveled back for 100 years. But then ask her at the end, where did Ali do most of the aging? Where did he age? And the answer could well be, to make the speed fast enough, basically it was a 1 second when it turned around. I'll just say quickly, So for 99.9% of Brenda's journey, Ali is aging slowly because she's traveling at a constant velocity relative to him. And so it really is a time dilation occurring, but all the action is at the turnaround. Yes, John?
Oh, yeah, no, I was just saying, because another way of thinking about it is the photons that are leaving from the person.
Yeah, yeah.
The person's traveling, so once you stop, all those photons that happened so long ago catching up in the actual visualization of the person aging.
Yeah, okay, that's true. That's, yeah.
Also, by your diagram, it appears that as much time passes in the turnaround as in the entire journey leading up to it. So, like in the. From Brenda's perspective, that, you know, all the time that she sees, she sees just as much time passes at the moment turning around.
Absolutely, for Ali. And you can actually even make it so that it's more. So, and this is strange, but she. Really, we're actually seeing, I guess, she's doing some extreme changes in terms of changing from a one inertial reference frame. I mean, she's going at 3/5 of the speed of light in one direction, and she has to change to go in the other direction. So that's a massive change in velocity. So maybe we wouldn't be so surprised if this extreme behavior would happen.
So if Ali were watching this, it would appear that Brenda was actually turning incredibly slowly. Like, if she could somehow see...
No, it wouldn't be incredibly. It wouldn't be incredibly slowly. It would be reasonably quickly. Whatever could be, you know, a couple of seconds or something like that. It would depend on the details. But she. So it's Brenda that sees. Oh right. Okay.
Yeah.
So
if Brenda.
So
it. Very slowly.
If Brenda is seeing Ali going very very quickly, then. Ali, let's see, Brenda is going very, very slowly.
Because I'm just looking at
the diagram.
And the turnaround there, like, it, you know, if that was after the trip was 5 years or whatever, it took 5 years to turn around.
Well, I mean, that's what common sense would say, that, okay, I mean, yeah, that's what common sense would say, but that doesn't happen. But also common sense would say that with time dilation, if you're traveling at a constant velocity relative to me, and I see your time is going slowly, I could make a similar argument, and imagine I don't know about special relativity, I just know about that. then you could say, well, if I see your time is moving slowly because you're moving relative to me at 3/5 c, you should see my time as moving quickly.
Right.
That's the same sort of argument you had, but you know that that's not true because
right.
you both see each other as going slowly. And just as that kind of naive way of looking at things, straightforward way, common sense way doesn't work, that also doesn't work. So essentially, Ali just sees Brenda as in normal time, not as being slowly. Yep.
Also, if you look at the turnaround on the space-time diagram from the rest frame, you
yep.
see that there isn't a big deal of time.
Yeah, actually, that's, yeah, yeah. So there's not, right, so this is the time here, so whatever vertical interval here is. Yep, that's a good point. Yes?
I think another important factor we have to take into consideration is that now the only reason that it takes a little amount of time for Brenda to turn around corresponds to a large time lag in Alice's frame
yep.
is because they are so far away. For instance,
right.
if Brenda turns around at the beginning of the trip, and
uh-huh.
then the time change measured by Brenda, the time change of Alice as measured by Brenda would not be that huge.
If you translate the turnaround point down the CT prime,
so distance.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I agree with that. But in a sense, the greater the further you go out here, that magnifies
right.
that. So from the same angle, you get a greater. It's really the angle of change you're worried about here. That
right.
angle.
So for instance, referring back to your question, suppose I go a very long distance. I then accelerate for 10 years just to turn around.
Right.
Because the distance is already so huge, you still get a very large time lag of Alice.
Okay.
So you can still resolve the paradox.
Right. Okay. Yep. Good point. Okay. So okay, looks like everyone completely understands that now. Okay. Sorry? Yeah. So what we're going to do, so we might finish up there on Saturday morning. We'll be thinking very, very hard. So we have a survey, and I have this survey that we've had all week prepared for you. So